Chapter 21. Jesus enters Jerusalem in triumph. And when they grew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone says something to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and immediately he will send them." Now this happened so that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king comes to you meek and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass." And the disciples went and did as Jesus directed them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their garments, and he sat thereon. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he had arrived in Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." Jesus clears the temple and heals people there. And Jesus entered into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the table of the money changers and the seats of them that sold the doves. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you make it a den of robbers." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children that were crying in the temple and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were moved with indignation and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Yes. Did you never read? Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings you have perfected praise." And he left them and went out into the city of Bethany and lodged there. Jesus condemns a fig tree. Now in the morning, as he was returning to the city, he became hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the roadside, he went to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only. And he said to it, "Let there be no fruit from you again." And immediately the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marvelled, saying, "How did the fig tree immediately wither away?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do what is done to the fig tree, but even if you shall say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' it shall be done. And all things, whatever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." Jesus is challenged by the authorities in the temple. And when he had entered into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority do you do these things? And who gave you this authority?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "I also will ask you one question, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, where was it from? From heaven or from men?" They discussed it among themselves, saying, "If we shall say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we shall say from men, we fear the crowd, for all hold John as a prophet." And they answered Jesus and said, "We do not know." He replied to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." Jesus' parable of the two sons. But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, "Son, go and work in the vineyard." And he answered and said, "I will not." But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, "I go, sir, but did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They replied, the first. Jesus said to them, truly I say to you, that the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And afterward, when you saw it, you still did not repent and believe him. Jesus' parable of the vineyard and husbandmen. Hear another parable. There was a man that was a master of a house, who planted a vineyard and set a hedge about it, and dug a wine press in it, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into another country. And when the harvest season drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen to get his fruit. And the husbandmen took his servants, and beat one, and killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other servants, more than the last, and they did the same to them. And last of all he sent his son to them, saying, they will respect my son. But the husbandmen, when they saw the son, said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and take his inheritance. And they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. When, therefore, the owner of the vineyard shall come, what will he do to those husbandmen? And they said to him, he will miserably destroy those miserable men, and let out the vineyard to other husbandmen, who shall pay him the fruits in their seasons. Jesus said to them, did you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvellous in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God shall be taken away from you, and shall be given to a nation bringing forth the fruits of it. And he that falls on this stone shall be broken to pieces. But whomsoever it shall fall on, it will scatter him as dust. And when the chief priests and the Pharisees heard this parable, they perceived he had spoken of them, and although they were seeking to arrest him, they feared the crowds, because they held him to be a prophet.